I've always said it's a very, very simple thing. There's two elements to it. There's the production for need. In other words, society produces and decides what to produce according to what people do need. Whether it's houses, whether it's clothes, whether it's food, or any of those sorts of things. The second element is that it's under the control of working people. So that we decide collectively what we think needs to be produced. Because working people produce the wealth in society, that makes it possible that we can plan and choose how it is that we want to do it. And I suppose the other thing about it is that people's kind of common view of socialism is that it stops you from doing things. It kind of makes you all the same, and it prevents you from being imaginative or individual or any of the things. If you look at the experience of even when people really fight to achieve socialism, it's exactly the opposite. If you think what does happen in any revolution is that people start thinking completely differently. They're part of the collective, but they start thinking about what they can contribute, and people who've never been able to play any big role in society suddenly they produce music, or they produce art, all these things that they would never have done, and they start thinking about ideas differently, because actually it's a very liberating process.